I wanted to, my name is Dr. Kaufman. I'm a physician, moved up here with my wife and son almost 40 years ago, right? Yeah. And we live up in Bear Rock, Stewartstown. We live there because it's beautiful. And as most people have said, that they treasure the area. What I'm faced with right now is looking at these power lines if they come up. The land that Northern Pass bought is about 150 feet from our kitchen window. The towers would pop out of the ground like some monster just at the point of Heath Road, about 1,500 feet from us. The tower would go across our water line, which is about a mile away. The spring, that is a mile away. The water line comes down a mile to the house. It's been there about 100 years. We put a parallel water line there about 40 years ago. The tower would go over the water line and the spring house. It requires a considerable amount of maintenance over the years, regular maintenance. The current line probably should be replaced sometime in the next 5 or 10 years. That means somebody's going to have to be with a backhoe and a bulldozer and under the lines. The lines themselves, of course, are high voltage direct current lines. So direct current lines are special. They do create a kind of microcosm. The microcosm has to do with ionized air molecules, which have been shown to have biological effects, very significant biological effects, on neurotransmitter systems. It's been demonstrated in the lab, and it affects people's mood, many aspects of people's functioning. So what I'm looking forward to is the possibility of spending a lot of time under and near these high voltage power lines. If the construction doesn't destroy the spring entirely in the process. My future up here and my son's future and my neighbor's future really depends upon those lines not existing or else being buried. It's a question of what the vision is that people have in mind. It's either power lines and dead zones where people all along those power lines can't live, or where those of us who live here will look forward to future generations being up here. So I hope you contribute to a good decision about this. Thanks very much.